Again, the parasha is told us that Kadosh Baruch Hu passes the baton fully from Avram to Yitzchak. This is after Avram Avinu has passed away. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yitzchak, tells him he's going to stay in Eretz Yisrael despite the famine. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be with you. Am Yisrael is going to come through you. Zera Avraham will come through you. Kadosh Baruch Hu's nation is going to come from Yitzchak. And he tells him that your progeny are going to have Eretz Yisrael. Akev, the last pasuk of the first Aliyah, related tomorrow. Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvosai Chukosai Besarosai. After all, Avram Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak, your father Avram listened to my voice. That's a more general term. And then the Torah gives a quick succession of four very specific halachic phrases. Avram Avinu kept Kadosh Baruch Hu's mishmeres, his mitzvos, his chukim, and his toros. Those are phrases, turns of phrases you don't hear a lot of in Sefer Bereishis. You hear plenty of them in the other chumashim in the context of specific mitzvos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi quotes a comment of Chazal that this sounds like Avraham Avinu wasn't just listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice in a general term, in a general sense, but that he was actually keeping mitzvahs. And that's what Rashi quotes, the interpretation of Chazal. It's Tanam talk about Maseches Yuma. Avraham Avinu kim kol Torah kula ad shlo nitna. So Ramban on that pasuk, Perek Chavav pasuk, hey? So he has a very famous conversation about that, and grapples with questions that were dealt with by later Mefarshim as well, that there's plenty of counter-evidence. And there are plenty of Jewish figures, pre-Matan Torah, who act in ways, as described in the Chumash, that are contrary to Tarek Mitzvahs. Most famous is Yaakov Avinu marrying more than one sister at a time. Yaakov is married to both Rachel and Leah. Amram as well, ultimately is going to marry his aunt Yocheved. And these are all behaviors that are a flagrant violation of Tarek Mitzvahs. So there are many answers given. The Ramban himself, at the end of his discussion, points that Al Pi Pshuto Shel Mikra, this, despite the halachic terminology, this doesn't apply to the, doesn't refer to the full set of Tarek Mitzvahs. It means that Avraham Avinu had specific nisyonos, and Avraham Avinu kept the Shel Mitzvah Be'Noach thoroughly, and Avraham Avinu was very invested in his own emunah and in teaching emunah. That's the Ramban and the Radak and others understand Pshuto Shel Mikra. But to understand Al Derech Drash, that he was keeping halacha specifically, so there are many answers. The Ramah thinks that it was only Avraham Avinu. Maybe it wasn't anyone later. It wasn't Yaakov. It wasn't Amram. The Maharal thinks they only keep the mitzvah saseh, not the mitzvah slo saseh. And all the examples that we have, the counterproofs are all examples of Isurim. Chaim Yivalazhin thinks that they kept mitzvahs to the extent that it made sense, but because it was voluntary, they had the right to make a call in a given situation. Right now, there's more spiritual value to marrying both Rachel and Leah, to marrying Yocheved and so on and so forth. Something that, as Chaim Yivalazhin stresses, was appropriate before Matan Torah, but not after Matan Torah. Rabban himself gives a very famous answer. An answer which, strangely, the Ramah, several centuries later, ignores. Rabban thinks that it was only in Eretz Yisrael. They were volunteering to keep mitzvahs, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. It's exactly the difference. Not that Yaakov and Avram and so forth, not that they were violating Yisurim, but not mitzvahs, and not that... and not it's not because only Avram, but all those situations were specifically outside of Eretz Yisrael. Avram marries Yocheved in Mitzrayim. Yaakov marries Rachel and Leah in Haran. Right, that's a very famous discussion, a beautiful Ramban, very, very rich. I want to share with you one added insight that Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in reading this Ramban as well as a later comment in Parshas Vayechi, where he refers back to Yaakov marrying both Rachel and Leah. So Yaakov points out, if you read the Ramban slowly and carefully, he's not necessarily bothered by the question of how could Yaakov, if he was volunteering to keep Kol Torah Kula, how could Yaakov violate that standard and marry Rachel and Leah? He says, what the Ramban is bothered by is, why is it that min ha-shamayim, Yaakov ended up in a situation where he had no choice but to marry two sisters? After all, Yaakov doesn't reference his Gemara, but a very colorful Gemara, the first parak of Maseches Chulin, that indicates that in general, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that a tzaddik won't end up accidentally violating certain types of isurim, particularly kashrus. So Yaakov seems to understand that in the Ramban, if that's true for any tzaddik, so for the others, you would expect they wouldn't end up in a situation where they're forced to violate any other if that was the standard that they were seeking to keep. But Yaakov stresses, of course Yaakov is going to marry the two sisters. And why? Because of one of the foundational principles of Musar, which is, as Mesil Susharma formulates it, when a Jew wants to go lefnim mishur sadin, a Jew wants to do more than is necessary, to be machmer, to go the extra mile, I always have to look at the full picture, mishkal hachasidus. I always have to weigh all the sides of the situation and make sure that what I'm doing is really a chumrah. What I'm doing is really advancing Ratzon Hashem from all fronts. So Yaakov says, it's beautiful that Yaakov and the other avos were volunteering to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. But he says, it's unthinkable that because Yaakov Avinu has this personal chumrah, that after he gave his word to Rachel that he would marry her, and after there was an engagement, it was a vart, Rachel Bitcha Aktana, it's unthinkable that Yaakov would break his word because I have a personal chumrah. That's not on the table. Of course Yaakov was going to marry Rachel. He had given his word to Rachel. That wasn't the question. Yaakov says, if you read the Ramban slowly and carefully, that's not the question. The question is, if indeed the avos had this chumrah, then why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him into a position where he would have no choice but to violate? And it's to that question that Ramban says, out of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have this chumrah on the table in the first place. But that's a critical concept to bear in mind, that whenever we want to be ambitious in our own avos Hashem, it's important to think about all the different angles and to make sure there will be machmir both in Ben HaMachavero and in Ben HaMakam at the same time.